Hello, good evening, and welcome to Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. This evening's programme will centre around a topic that is causing plenty of concern and indeed some sleepless nights for some. Farm security has become a big issue in recent years, and there have been some horrible stories about incidents where farmers have been the victims of attacks and robberies. But fortunately, moves are now really being made to tackle some of the problems, and a number of initiatives are beginning to reap dividends. I've been speaking with the Donegal Divisional Crime Prevention Officer, Sergeant Paul Wallace, who has been working closely with the IFA and the PSNI regarding crime-related issues, especially in border areas. And farmers themselves have also been taking steps as they become more security conscious.
Have Chris, and thanks for the opportunity. It's good to be able to speak on the farming program. Rural crime has been a very hot topic, particularly up to election time, and I suppose we're in a bit of a vacuum now, but the criminal is still out there. I think people, the farmer community in particular, have really rode in behind, and we have seen that in Donegal, where they've got very, very proactively involved in the text alert and the setup of community alert, particularly up along the border where we're having a high level of targeting of farms and farm environments by the criminal. So we have a number of new initiatives, and this month in particular there's a focus right along the whole border area from Donegal right round to Louth on both sides of the border by both the guards and the PSNI, and just looking at doing the checkpoints and that. But we're also asked, and I'll be doing this in the next week or so, going around the marts, just giving people, farmers in particular, a couple of tips and things that they can do to make to target harden their farm buildings and yards, and hopefully deter or defeat the criminal and not allow them access.
Now, there has been a successful identification system set up where farmers were encouraged to get the ID or the chassis number or whatever etched onto something, and the IFA very much involved in that. And I remember there was a cross-border launch with the PSNI in East Donegal before. How has that progressed over the last couple of years?
It's progressed very well. You would have been there, I suppose, initially from the start, from the initial meetings that we had out in Freel's Hotel in Rafoe with the IFA, where we mooted the project, or the project, and kind of basically started to get the views of farmers, how it would work. And Caroline Hill, who was the crime prevention officer in Savannah at the time, was very proactive in pushing it out from their side, because the farming community don't really see the border as such. They kind of land each side, they kind of stock each side, and the criminal will work likewise, while the forces have to kind of stop at that imaginary line. So we started off in Rafoe with meetings, and we got help and ideas, and you would have been there, as I said, along with all the other people in the IFA at the time, and FBD Insurance came on board. It wasn't a sort of a rough draft at that stage, and then when the rural crime kind of got more active in that, the IFA nationally looked to see what was available, and they looked at Donegal, and they looked at this product that we had put in place and this unique marking system that we had put in place, and they basically have rolled it out, marketed it and rolled it out, give it an identity. It's called Theft Stop. The information is available online. That has been launched at the National Ploughing Championships last year, and they've put a full-time person in there, a guy called Colm Connolly, who's an ex-member of an Garda Síochána, to roll it out. Now, he hasn't come to Donegal yet, Chris, but he will, and at the end of the day, it was something that originated in Donegal, so we have a fair idea. I would have to acknowledge the support that was given, particularly by Davy Keith, out there in Rafoe, and Davy still helps out with getting stencils and all that sort of thing.
And for anybody who's not too au fait with how it actually works, can you just sort of outline briefly what actually a farmer does for his own property and equipment?
The way we initially were doing it is the farmer would contact the IFA office in Rafoe, and he would get his unique code. When they rolled it out as a product now, they have it. You can basically register online. You don't have to be an IFA member to register online, but I think you get a discount if you do. But basically, they're using the same code nationally that we designed in Donegal. And the way we designed it to work in Donegal, the code was DL. The numerical number of your branch. So if your branch was 07, and we can go down the James Bond route then, and if you were the seventh person to register, so you'd be DL07007. So it had to be simple. And what you do in the kit now comes acrylic paint, the stencils, a sign for the end of your gateway to say that all property on the mark on the farm has been security marked by Theft Stop. The Garda crest is there, the IFA crest is on the sign. You basically just spray over the stencil on your trailer or whatever bit of equipment you want to mark. It can be a power washer, it just doesn't have to be a trailer. It can be a baler, it can be any implement that's a part of your farming activity. And then there's also tips there of how you covert mark, which is where you mark where it's not that visible, but that you alone know. You photograph those marks and you just put it away with your insurance policy. And if you're unfortunate enough to lose your property, that your property is stolen, it makes it much more harder for the thief to move it on when these markings are on it. And also, if it's recovered, it makes it very easy to identify and restore to the rightful owner.
So the would-be thief goes down a country lane, he sees a farmyard, he sees a sign on the gate that indicates that the equipment and Theft Stop is in use. It's going to act as a deterrent. He'll go on elsewhere.
Yeah, well, that seems to be the way it's working, and that's what we had hoped. Down around the Horse and Jockey area of Tipperary, a lot of big farmers down there, a lot of equipment, a lot of stuff that were being targeted big time by the criminal. Myself and Davey went down and we gave them a presentation way back. It would have been probably the end of 2014. And they took on a project there of 3,000 farms actually registered. And not one of the farms, once they registered, were targeted by the criminals. So the answer is most lies in it. If you make the thing a wee bit trickier for the criminal, it can serve to deter them. And that's what we were hoping. So that's why after that pilot then, of course, like anything, they all wanted to say it was their idea then. But we know that it started off in Donegal and we're very proud of that. I suppose we took it as far as we could. It needed to be marketed properly and, a proper name put on it and patented and all that sort of thing. So the IFA did that and we acknowledge that as well. So it was nice to see it taken life and it's nice to see that it's effective and it's dead simple. You know, the simple things normally work best. It's not based on any electronic format or needing Wi-Fi or any of these fancy things or in relation to tracking or anything like that. This is just dead simple. It's just you putting an indelible mark on your property, on a number of places on the property. It's the number is attached to your farm, so you literally can mark anything on your farm. And if the thief comes in and he sees this mark, he knows he's going to have to start getting out thinners and sandpaper and all of that. And when you rub it off, then it's going to show the mark where it was there. But then there may be markings on the chassis, on the back of a brake hub, inside the taillight or wherever, that's also marked, and it gives them a lot of trouble to erase all these marks, so they obviously move on.
And have there been cases of equipment being stolen that has since been recovered as a direct result of this?
They've been small in number, but it hasn't been happened in Donegal, but it has happened down the country. And if anyone goes on to www.theftstop.ie, they'll see how simple it works, and they also see the equipment register there, and then there's linkages there then with the Garda Pulse system as well. So that probably took a while to get established and get sorted out and all that sort of thing, but we're delighted that it's moved on. And as I said, or as you, the question you posed there, has property been recovered due to being marked? It has, but those numbers have been very small because we seem to think, or we seem to have the evidence there now that the criminal, when he knows there's an awareness around crime and that, he moves on. And I suppose even the sign in itself, it's no more than community alert signs in the community or the text alert and that. It lets the criminal know that the community are looking out for one another. And, just that's how the text alert works. It's basically if someone sees a car or a van or a jeep around a farm or around an out farm or around somebody's house where they're away working, all we're asking them to do is to note down the name, the make, the colour and the registration number of that car or van and ring it into their local district headquarters station. If that becomes an item of interest to us, i.e. if there's some intelligence attached to it that says this car involved in some level of criminal activity, they will circulate it. The guards will circulate. They don't circulate every number that comes in. It's only ones that are of use. If it's circulated back out into the community. So very quickly then we're able to target or find out where that car or van is moving around, because they'll get the text out and say, well, just I'm after meeting that car on the road, or I saw it here or there, and they ring in. And recently a car, I suppose just as a live example, a car that was of interest to the guards as such, acting suspiciously around a farmhouse and outbuildings in Pettigo, turned up within literally an hour or 90 minutes, and was stopped by the guards in Ardra, and it was tracked through the text messaging system. So I suppose that's a real live example, Chris, of how it works.
Yep. I'm speaking with Sergeant Paul Wallace, Divisional Crime Prevention Officer. Paul, the theft of property is one thing. The theft of valuable livestock is another. What progress has been made there in ways of tracking the possible theft of animals?
It's a big question. It's a big debating subject. And, you know, you've been at a number of meetings recently, as have I, where it has come up. Theft of livestock, be it cattle, sheep, whatever, it hits the farmer hard in the pocket. It's amazing, and we are still amazed how these animals can be moved off a farm and nobody seems to see anything. And where they go then, there's no good in stealing them if you can't get them into some market or turn them into some level of money or funds. There's a lot of work, I suppose, going on behind the scenes, interdepartmental work between the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Justice, all of that. But look, it's like anything. It all has to start with a lorry or a tractor and a trailer going down into a farm. And we would be saying to the people in the community, you need to have your eyes firmly on this type of activity, and your ears, if you hear something, check it out, see what's happening. Because, you know, they don't load themselves. They don't take off and walk up the back of a cattle truck on their own. Somebody has to be there, and it takes a bit of time to do it and a bit of organisation.
Do you think we'll end up with a scenario that animals will all be microchipped or something like that in some way to trace them?
Yeah, and I was thinking on that when you were saying this, more than, you know, the legislation relating the control of dogs there now about the microchip. But I think it probably will, and whether that will be success, because we tend to look at it, you know, we look at it maybe in a Donegal context or an Ulster context, but it happens everywhere. And, you know, you hear of the different, or you've seen it on the different programs there, where farms around Monaghan and down even in the Midlands, where large numbers of cattle just literally disappeared within an hour. And when you look across to the UK, then they have the same scenario over there, particularly around the Yorkshire Dales, in relation to the theft of sheep. So it's possible something that will have to happen. I suppose there is a certain cost factor there and all of that as well. But, you know, the question that I always comes to my mind is, where are they going? Who is handling them after they're loaded onto the lorry? Are these animals being put into the food chain, and what gaps are there that's allowing that to happen? That's the big question, really.
And finally, Paul, in terms of seasonality, I know in recent weeks, particularly in the border areas, we've seen an increase in the theft of garden machinery and ride-on mowers and things like that. In terms of agricultural machinery, do we have a pick-up with the brighter evenings?
You would have a lot of stuff coming out into use and that, and I suppose sometimes when farmers go looking for a particular bit of equipment, then they realise there it was gone, you know. So, funny enough, particularly in the Monaghan area, in recent weeks, they noted a theft of what we call theft of other items. It's at that crime category. And when they drilled down into it, they realised it was a theft of ride-on mowers in particular. That a number, I think it was 9 or 10 of them, had gone in a fairly close geographical area. So obviously the criminals have some sort of an outlet for ride-on mowers. And what we'll be saying to people, if you're offered something well below the market value or market price, current market price, there has to be something wrong. And if you buy the like of that, you have no title to it, number one. You could be prosecuted for handling stolen property, number two. And you're feeding into crime, because if there's not a purchaser, there won't be somebody there to steal it. So, you know, we're saying to people who have good quality ride-on mowers, trimmers, hedge cutters, power washers, that sort of stuff, you know, mark it up, mark it in some way, you know, secure where it is. You know, consider maybe extending the alarm system of your house out to cover the shed, or at very least, lock your shed so that they can't get access. And basically, Chris, I suppose what we're saying, the top five farm theft prevention tips for this month, we're saying restrict access to your yard, install and lock gates, ensure your yard is well lit. Take pictures of your machinery, i.e. if you've got a good tractor or whatever it is, a combine, whatever it is, take a couple of photographs of it. And if you have it marked, take photographs of where the marks are. Sign up for the community text alerts and report stuff, anything that's happening like that, whether it's activity or items going missing, report it to the guards. Because if it's not reported to us, a lot of people maybe take the attitude, oh, sure, they're not interested or they don't want to know. If you're not getting satisfactory service, we will need to know about that. But if it's not reported, the superintendents, when they're doing up their policing plans and laying out patrols and where they're to go at different times and that, they don't know that this stuff is going missing. So you need to report it. It's the very least you need to do.
Sergeant Paul Wallace, Crime Prevention Officer for the Donegal Garda Divisional District. Just time for the livestock prices. Sheep prices, hoggets, €5 to €5.50 a kilo to 24 kilos. Spring lamb, €5.60 to €5.70 a kilo to 20 kilos. Ewes, €2.90 to €3 a kilo. Cattle prices, steers, €3.95 to €4 a kilo. Heifers making €4.05 to €4.10 a kilo. R-grade bulls, €3.85 a kilo. U-grade bulls, €3.95 a kilo, and cows O grade €3.30 a kilo, and R grade €3.45 to €3.50 a kilo. Well, that's it for tonight's programme. From me, Chris Ashmore, until next week, a very goodbye.